It's all over.
It's all over,
there
yeah.
There's no stoppage time, so the game is all over. Final score here at Croke Park. Meath, 19 points. Derry, 113. Shane McGuigan did have a chance to take it back to a one-point game. Sean Young had just come off the bench. The shortest appearance they're ever going to get on his debut. But Meath have picked up a vital 2 points in this first game of the National League. They led at half-time. 11 points to 1-5. Their 2-pointers in the first half put them into an unbelievable situation. Jack Flynn with 7 points was a monster for them in midfield. Cian McBride came on to make a big impact as well. Paul Cassidy with Derry's goal helped them into a 1-5 to 3 points lead. But they didn't score for the rest of the half as Meath took over. At the start of that second half, Paul Cassidy with a 2-pointer, Shane McGuigan with a 2-point free brought them back into the game. But it is Meath have sort of controlled the game more or less since the middle of the first half, and certainly after Derry's purple patch at the start of the second half. And as the Derry players head towards the tunnel across and the Cusick stand, they'll be despondent. They still await a first win in the league since the 2024 National League final. That search continues until next Saturday night against Tyrone at Celtic Park. So it's Meath who have Aaron Kiernan has parked part of their management team this year, an Ulster influence. They had Cian McBride on, made that massive influence in that second half. But the man of the match, no surprise, Brenton Jack Flynn is getting the man of the match award below us.
Yeah, deservedly so. And a fantastic game, was involved in everything good that Meath did, and it's from that midfield sector that they formed the foundation for this victory. So it was Brian Minton, Jack Flynn, and as you mentioned, Cian McBride, when he came into the game, gave them a platform that they were able to build on. So, and they come out deserving winners. I don't like saying it here, but sitting beside you, Mal, but you'd have to say, based on the second half performance, I thought they showed more urgency and came out deserved winners.
Yeah, Derry were chasing it all along. Now they were relying on the 2 points, but like Matthew Downey took it back to a point, but at that stage it probably came down to a couple of things for me. It's a concern I had all week, just the general aerial ability. It's something Derry are going to have to look long term in terms of the whole county, because Meath had size when it mattered here today, and it certainly made a big influence on the game. And then in terms of the depth, like Derry had lost Lachlan Murray to the equation, so you didn't have him to bring off. And again, outside of personnel ways, you have Owen McAvoy to come in, you have Ryan Scullion, Owen Lynch to go back in, but the majority of Derry's players are in the mix at the moment. So it's a massive blow in terms of a promotion bid. There's a long, long way to go, but people build this game, Brendan, I suppose, is what way the future would go in this division. But it's a disappointing start to the season for Kieran Mina.
It is indeed, yeah, a disappointing start, but it's not the end of the world. They're not going to, the whole season isn't going to be based on one day, so it's not. The concern for me is the reliability that you mentioned around the middle third, and it's something that they need to work on and need to look at, because you're coming up against the likes of midfield that Meath possess. You see Donegal, the big men that they have around the middle of the park, and it's such a big factor in today's game, so it is, Mal.
Yes, so we're going to go down pitch side to get some reaction, and it'll be up on HighlandRadio.com. So we'll pass you over to the other Brendan and Oisin Kelly, and they're going to talk you through Dublin and Donegal. Both teams are on the pitch warming up.